York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Well, here we are, and thanks for coming by. Happy Thursday to you on this 19th day of July, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. We are, you're about this lawsuit, about the Las Vegas lawsuit, the MGM Mandalay Bay lawsuit, that the MGM is suing about 1,000 victims of the Las Vegas shooting. Yeah, no. Yeah, you didn't hear that wrong. This is the MGM has filed a lawsuit against the victims in that Las Vegas shooting back in October at the Country Music Festival. The reason behind this is the bizarro world of the legal system. Now, first of all, I don't know if you've thought about going out to Las Vegas, making a little vacation out of it for a long weekend or a week or whatever it is. You know, if that floats your boat. I'm not a big gambler guy. And I don't know. I guess you could go there to play golf or see some of the shows or something along those lines. But it's a gambling casino. So I thought after that absolutely terrible shooting, 58 people killed, hundreds of people severely wounded. Some of them are still dealing with severe medical problems because of the injuries that they sustained when they were shot at that country music concert, Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival. So along the way, I thought, well, man, MGM, which is a publicly traded stock, the Mandalay Bay. I mean, MGM owns a lot of different things, but the Mandalay Bay, I think forever is going to go down as, oh, that's that place. That's where the heinous criminal plotted and planned and took 20-some suitcases over days up to his room. That's where it all happened. That's where this went down. I don't want to go there. There's all kinds of other places I can go. Wonderful resorts and casinos and things like that in Las Vegas that I can go to. If I want to go to Las Vegas, I've got lots of different options. And I could not help but think, oh man, their business is going to be really hurt. So you would think that they would be doing everything in their PR marketing power to bend over backwards to make people feel comfortable as much as they can in coming back and staying at the Mandalay Bay. I don't know, drop their prices, give all kinds of discounts, you know, some sort of contest, do whatever you need to do to get people to go do business again. Because some of these places where there's been these kinds of attacks, I mean, you just look, at Mandalay Bay forever is etched in my mind as I can see it. That whole scene I can see, across the street where the concert was going on. So instead, they're doing just the opposite, because the lawyers have a very, very good point, but the marketing department has got to be going nuts. So MGM Resorts International filed a lawsuit this week saying the company has no liability of any kind to the victims in the mass shooting. Here's where this goes. There are more than 2,500 people who have filed or have threatened lawsuits against MGM, the parent of Mandalay Bay. The victims are looking to hold MGM responsible for the, quote, deaths, injuries, and emotional distress resulting from the attack, end quote. So here's the problem. You've got 58 people that were killed. You've got their family members that are victims of this crime. Then you've got the hundreds of others, let's say 300 to 500 other people that were shot. Like I said, some of them have fully recovered. Some of them are never going to fully recover. So that brings you up to, let's say, the 58 people. Let's say immediate family, four people. So there's 200 people plus another 300 people that were shot. Now we're up to 500 people. Where did the 2,500 come from? I guess it was the people that were there that had a ticket. And I'm sure they were frightened, and I'm sure they were afraid, and I'm sure that they will never forget it. And I'm not sure if they sleep at night without thinking about it. But so the number is 2,500 people that have filed or have threatened to file lawsuits. And they want to hold MGM responsible for deaths, injuries, and the always important terminology in the legal lawsuit world, emotional distress. So MGM's lawsuit, which has backfired on social media, now everybody hates MGM. MGM says these claims must be dismissed because the security services that it hired for the concert that night was a security company called Contemporary Services Corporation, CSC. And furthermore, the reason they hired them was because this CSC Corporation has been certified by the Department of Homeland Security, quote, for protecting against and responding to acts of mass injury and destruction, end quote. Those who use these approved services, MGM argues, are granted protection from liability under an anti-terrorism law passed in 2002. Now, here's the problem. Las Vegas police have yet to determine the motive for the attack. And have they ruled it an act of terrorism? And the answer is no, they have not. So here's how this whole thing came across. It's called the Safety Act. After 9/11, the private sector was extremely reluctant to deploy security technologies in civilian settings because they were worried about if some terrorist attack came along and people got injured or killed, that they were the security technology company hired to protect everybody, and they did not protect them, and they will be sued. So as a result, all kinds of organizations, companies, and concerts and everything else lobbied Congress. This is right after 9/11. It happened in early 2002. The Safety Act was passed. And it's an acronym for Support Anti-Terrorism by Fostering Effective Technologies Act. It's called the Safety Act. And it was a way to encourage private security companies to do business without fear of being held responsible. But they've got to be certified that they are doing all the right things. What that law says is that if you hire one of these certified security companies, it limits the liability for you, your company, in any claims that follow a terrorist attack. Saying, hey, they did everything they could, but you can't hold the security company and you can't hold the people that hired the security company responsible for any injuries or deaths. That's the problem. So the services that under these certified security companies include cybersecurity, crisis management, blast mitigation materials, and venue security. There we are. Bingo. Venue security. So MGM hired this company, Contemporary Services Corporation, CSC, because they're certified, said, okay, you guys take care of the security for this event across the street. That's what's going on here. So now that you've heard why MGM is filing the lawsuit against the victims, saying we're not liable. We are not liable for your injuries or for your deaths. What do you think? Should MGM be liable? The guy was a customer, a known customer, a known gambler, but he also spent days dragging dozens of suitcases up to his room. Should MGM have known what he was doing in that room, setting up all those guns, bringing in all kinds of ammo? Should they have known? Should they have been suspicious? Should their security department actually, did they drop the ball? And if they did, then does that override this Safety Act that was passed by Congress in 2002 in order to get businesses back in the business of providing security? But again, this is all built around terrorism attacks. Do you consider the gunman shooting from the windows of the Mandalay Bay Hotel into the open-air concert, packed with thousands of people down below, do you consider that a terrorist attack? Or was it an attack by a madman? The police have not declared his attack an act of terrorism. But they have uncovered many details about his preparation and how he set up the hotel room for the shooting and how Las Vegas police responded that night and which weapons he used. They got lots of details. And the fact that he was the lone suspect in the shooting. So who's right and who's wrong here? Should MGM be held not liable for the deaths and injuries of those people at the event across the street that they were putting on? 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can also find that phone number at TomSullivan.com.
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
Then you get down to the question about who owns the Route 91 festival, and the venue across the street is billed as MGM Resorts, but it's called Las Vegas Village and Las Vegas Festival Grounds. But it is the MGM Resorts affiliation, and the MGM Resorts company owns the parcels that those are. So they changed the name, getting rid of MGM Resorts Village, which it used to be called, and now it's called the Las Vegas Village and Las Vegas Festival Grounds. But they own it. So that's theirs. That's their property. If I'm hurt on your property, aren't you responsible even if I'm the idiot? 855-295 6600, Randy in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Hello, Randy.
Hi, Tom. How are you today, sir? Hopefully well.
Yes, sir.
Second time caller. I first want to tell you that I absolutely love your program, and you're doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
Better than Hannity, better than Limbaugh, better than all those guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Very fair and balanced. I love it. Listen every day. So thought on this, when you asked the question, is, are they liable? First, my point that I made to the screener is no. And here's why I believe. I don't believe they have the resources for them to, A, legally search every potential person that could be willing to set a fire or carry a weapon up into the room. You can't monitor that type of activity of every guest. You know, I believe that the man that committed that crime, and it is a crime, and I do, you know, have great condolences for the families that lost their loved ones, but those weapons didn't commit the crime. The individual that pulled the trigger committed the crime. He planned it. It was laid out. But you can't expect a hotel establishment or a venue across the street to stop every single solitary incident. No.
Can you can you imagine how much business they would lose if a hotel said, hey, Randy, listen, welcome to my XYZ hotel. Now, hands against the wall, we're going to frisk you, and we're going to open your luggage, and we're going to x-ray everything you bring. And again, it was like 9/11. Nobody expected something like this to occur.
And it's no different than you walking through the gates of a NASCAR race. Than an NFL game. It could happen anywhere. Movie theaters. We know that. We've accepted this into our society. The weapons are not the answer to the problem that everybody perceives them of them being. You know, I am very passionate about the shooting sports, and you know, it's just not the weapon's fault.
All right, you know, but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, though. If
someone liable for someone's actions.
Yeah, but if I was walking up your driveway and tripped and fell and broke my arm, aren't you responsible, even though I was the doofus who fell?
Yes. And I'm not a lawyer, but I've asked this question regarding my homeowners, and I run a business that says in the state of Pennsylvania that if you make a reasonable effort to clear the obstruction or the crack or the snow that's on the sidewalk or something that caused you to fall, if you made a reasonable attempt to fix it, to let the individual know that there's a hazard, you can't be held liable for it. I've actually went to court here and won because, you know, we make a reasonable attempt to fix something. You can't stop every single solitary bump and bruise and boo-boo that you're going to get in life.
No, and again, if you mitigate the danger, then I think that goes a long, long way. But today's litigious world, it just seems like somehow your insurance company is probably going to have to write a check for something. But, yeah, it should be. If you've done everything you should do, it's not your fault that I'm clumsy, but it seems like that's who winds up paying is the property owner.
It's not our fault that Stephen broke a window out. You know, the MGM made reasonable accommodations for these people to have security, police, people checking you when you come in the gate.
Yep.
They made a reasonable attempt to make sure that crowd was protected. You know?
All right. Well, I gotta hit the break, but we'll put you in the column. The MGM is right in this lawsuit. Randy, thank you. Be right back.
He likes it when you talk back. Tom Sullivan.
Oh, yes, I do indeed. Talking about the fact that the MGM International, MGM Resorts and Casinos, filing a lawsuit against the over 1,000 people that were victims of the shooting last October across the street at the Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival, saying they need to be protected from, because these are people, 2,500 people have filed or threatened to file lawsuits against MGM. And they said, wait a minute. We did what we were supposed to do. We hired a security company that was certified by Homeland Security, and that relieves our liability and the security company's liability from anybody that was hurt or injured or killed. So we've got but at the same time, the social media is going nuts, going, how can this heartless, cruel corporation that makes oodles of money file lawsuits against these poor people that were just out having a wonderful time at a country music concert? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Ray in Antioch, California. Hello, Ray.
Hi, Tom. How you doing? First
doing
time.
Good.
Love your show.
Thank you. Welcome.
Just wanted to chime in on this. Yeah, definitely hit the hot spot. I also agree with the first caller, too, on many of the issues regarding this. And no, I don't think MGM should have any responsibility for this whatsoever. And as far as the media or online services that are making a big point of it with MGM and putting it in the public's eye, yep. Well, that's just PR. So any PR is good PR, be it bad or good. They're getting, you know, they're getting the kudos for it. So that's how they're doing. But, I mean, you know, if you're skydiving, you know, the joy of actually the fall and the thrill of it, the excitement of it, you know, it's a part of life. It's a part of living. But you don't go into it nilly-willy. You go to an instructional class.
Yeah, no, skydiving, though, as much as it's fun and thrilling and a great hobby, it's got more risk than, hey, you want to go to a country music concert? You don't.
Right. No, that's my point. Yeah, that's my point. You know, you do it, but you're doing it safely, right? You take the precaution. And that's exactly what MGM, they took the precaution. They did everything they need to. So, no, yep. They shouldn't be held responsible. Yeah. Why are people so anxious to sue with an incident? You know,
I don't know. I don't know.
Pretty soon, we're not going to be able to go to concerts.
No.
We're not going to be able to go to shows. We're not going to be able to go out, enjoy stuff, because everybody's quick to, you know, place the blame and draw a lawsuit. You
but
know,
I give you the same example. You come to my house, you're walking up the walk to my house, and you fall and trip
right.
and hurt yourself. You know my insurance company's going to write a check for your medical bills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. But does it make it right? Does it make it ethical? No, I don't think so. It's
yeah.
the person who's walking, you know? I mean, unless it's blatant. I mean, you know, we all know. But, no, it's just ridiculous. If we're too quick to sue, we're too quick to file a lawsuit, you know, and it's just,
well,
it's horrible.
Especially since it's this wasn't just a trip and fall. This was incredible.
Right.
Incredible. So it brings, and of course it got international attention, so it ramps it up a lot. What do you think of Mandalay Bay? You think that they're going to benefit from all this talk about them? I think people are still freaked out about it.
Yeah, I mean, not to be on the dark side of it, but to be honest, it can have its pros and cons. Like I said, any publicity is good publicity, right? So I don't think it would necessarily hurt them. Sure, there's probably going to be the people that are, it's too emotional. They don't want to be there. But then you're probably going to have the others that are going to be like, they want to maybe kind of be in the moment or kind of, you know, that curiosity for, hey,
yeah.
is this where it happened?
Yeah.
I wonder,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to see the inside of it. I remember that for a few years after 9/11, that the airlines had a huge drop in reservations. Nobody wanted to take a flight on September 11th.
Right.
So I forget which year it was, 3 or 4 years afterwards, I had to go somewhere. It didn't matter which day, and I saw the prices for taking a flight on 9/11 were dramatically lower. Booked it. I mean, I booked the flight because this is great. You know, but people were spooked by taking a flight on 9/11.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I could see
it. I don't know. I don't know why, but people, they also, on Friday the 13th, you know, don't walk under ladders. But all right. Hey, Ray, thank you. I appreciate your call very much. Got it. You can follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. California conservative says, let's sue all the car companies for every drunk driver that kills someone. You know that's been suggested. And Kevin Beauregard says, so MGM is responsible because they let a guy bring a bunch of suitcases up to his room. Yes. Yes. Well, the question, it wasn't just like three. So the question is, should they have known? And that's what the lawyers always ask. Kevin in Reno. Hello, Kevin. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom. Just a comment based on what you just said. I think, you know, the shooting, as I recall, happened at Mandalay Bay. He broke
right.
the window. But he had an absurd amount of weaponry and ammo there. That I think, yeah, that could be negligent. I mean, you could sneak in a sniper rifle the way things are or something like that, but to have what he had in the room, I could see somebody finding them negligent, but as far as MGM, they hired the right security. Apparently, they were certified by Homeland Security. Yep. How are you supposed to stop that when it happens at the property next door?
I know. I mean, it really is. Nope. First of all, nobody was expecting anything like this to ever happen. They're used to the drunk guy in the hallway causing noise, you know, at 3 in the morning. That's their security department. But I'm sure they're watching people, but
let me ask you this, Tom. Do you have an umbrella policy?
Yep.
Okay, so do I.
Why, are you thinking about
this reason?
You thinking about coming over and tripping on my driveway or something? What are you, yes, I have
I might,
one.
I might. No, I might be.
Okay.
You know, but MGM may have some sort of insurance that they can go after, but that's all they should be responsible for is that. I mean, I could see going after that, like somebody would come after my homeowner's policy if they tripped and fall, and I had nothing to do with that. But to go for more than that, I mean, they did everything that they were supposed to do. At least it sounds like they did everything they were supposed to do. Now, Mandalay Bay, they should have done something to notice this guy bringing up all of that weaponry. So, you know, but, hey, I think all bags should be collected at the front desk and scanned and delivered to the room. You know, I mean, maybe that's what it takes.
Well,
that's part of their service.
They, yeah, usually, I don't know about you, when you check into, a nice hotel, they don't let you take your bags. The doorman grabs them in the driveway. The doorman takes them, puts them on a cart. You're ushered to the front desk. I mean, they assign the room number. Then the bellman comes along. I mean, there's a whole routine so everybody gets a tip. But it does separate you from your bag. So he had 23 firearms. And the Las Vegas police said that it was more than 10 bags. I thought it was 20 or 40. I don't know the exact number. So, I mean, yeah, it was a lot, more than you and I would ever. They would question, why so many bags?
Somebody could sneak in a sniper rifle. Yes, I could see that. The way things are now, they shouldn't be able to, I think, but they could. But the amount of weapons he had, I mean, that's where I think might cross the line into negligence. They weren't doing their job. And by the way, I'm glad you're able to experience those types of hotels. Mine basically just keep the light on for me.
Oh. I know the place. I know the place well. Very funny. Hey, Kevin, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Short break. We'll be right back. We'll keep the light on for you. Some of you get pretty vicious. The problem is you've got to find somebody that cares.
Tom Sullivan.
Follow me on Twitter at Sullivan Radio. Sacco Dan says, if not already, concert tickets will require a disclaimer and a limit of liability like parking lots do. Yeah, fine. And parking lots, any lawyer will tell you, it says we're not responsible for any damage to your car. Yes, they are. Yeah, they are. They try to scare you away. But if they ding your car in a parking garage, and you can prove it, that it wasn't dinged before you brought it in, that's the problem. But they're liable. They always have those signs, we're not liable. Mr.'s funny. We're talking about Putin has been invited to visit Washington in the fall. I think Washington. Mr. says he should have invited him over to Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, I agree with you, Mr. You know why? Because, first of all, it's very palatial, but more importantly is the chocolate cake there is delicious. John in Reno. Hello, John.
Well, I wanted to call in because I actually worked for several years up here for a event security company.
Yeah.
And when we go in to secure a venue, we secure it ahead of time, make sure there's nothing there that's going to hurt anybody, that's, you know, like pressure cooker bombs and stuff like that.
Right.
And then at the night, at the time of the venue, they check, we would check for weapons in backpacks and pretty much circulating through the crowd and watching. Now, this guy would have never gotten past any kind of venue security with 23 weapons.
And well, he did not go to the venue. He went upstairs across the street.
Exactly. And that's why I think that MGM is going to eat this, because the venue security is not part of hotel security.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, because you're saying, because they're claiming, we hired this company, the security company, but what you're saying is, yeah. And the security at the venue was safe in the essence of that the four corners of the lot, but where the problem was came from the hotel. I get you.
Came from the hotel. He went up there and he got past their security.
Yep.
That's where I think this is going to come back to MGM.
John, I think your point.
The venue's not going to eat it.
Your point is like threading a needle, but it's exactly right. The violence was from the hotel, not from the venue. So, the venue security did what they were supposed to do.
They did their job. Right, they did their job, and they're not going to go to their insurance company. They're going to say, "Hey, wait a minute, this guy shot out the windows from the hotel, and we're not responsible for that."
Yep.
MGM is.
Yep.
And that's where I think they're going to end up.
I love your point, John. I think you're absolutely right. You're a lawyer? If not, you should be. You should be on this case for sure. All right. Hey, John, thank you very much. Very interesting point. Land is owned by MGM. Carl, Carson City, Nevada. Hello, Carl.
How are you, Tom? And I'll be very, very brief. And while I agree with the previous caller, I have lived in Nevada for almost 33 years, and I can almost guarantee you, and this is also based on my own cynicism, very, very seldom in the state of Nevada has a casino ever been held liable for anything.
Oh. Why? They don't want to bother the industry because the industry pays the bills? For the state.
Well, because the industry not only pays the bill, but you also have to take a look at the history of Nevada. For decades in this state, it was the only economic driver in this state at all. And so over the years, they have written their own legislation, and I'm not saying all casinos should be held liable for anything. And in those small cases, like what you have said in regards to the dings of the car and whatever the case may be, they will just settle, and you never hear about it.
I see.
The story gets buried.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what surprised me about this was I would think the PR department is fighting with the legal department on even having this lawsuit. But
I can guarantee you, Tom, excuse me for interrupting, I can guarantee you that there have been many, many discussions. I'm not saying I'm not laying the blame on anybody. I'm saying given the history of Nevada, casinos very, very seldom are held liable for anything.
Very interesting.
We have tried to pass laws in this state, trying to control gaming, and we meet here every 2 years, and basically gaming writes their own legislation, and then they're out the door, and we don't see them again.
I was going to say, I would think the lobbyists in Carson City for the casino business it's pretty much a cakewalk. They probably meet for lunch and that's about it, but very interesting. Carl, thank you. I appreciate your longevity experience there. Let's get Laura in before we run out of time. Laura in California. Hi, Laura. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Thanks. Hey, super quick. I was staying at an oceanfront resort in Southern California this weekend. Didn't think I needed the maid service, you know, just there for the weekend. So I had the do not disturb sign on the door the whole weekend.
Yep.
Come back to my room late at night, there's a hanger on my door saying, hey, we went in your room and we reserved that right because you didn't ask for maid service. And I went, well, okay, that's the price you pay to be safe, to have someone go in the room and check it out. And I think that's what MGM should have done.
So you, hopefully, wait a minute, you had the, you had the do not disturb sign out there and they went in anyway.
Yeah. If that's what the note said.
Very interesting.
And I was kind of like, wait, what? And then I thought, oh, this must be because of what we're talking about. And I thought, well, you know what? If someone wants to take a gander to see that I don't have 30 bags of you know, rifles
guns.
And
yeah.
ammo, that's fine. You know, that's how that goes.
Interesting. What if you were, however, spending a romantic weekend there? You wouldn't want them coming in.
What? I'm sure they're knocking profusely or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't just bust in.
I hope. Laura, I'm not going to ask any more questions besides I have to run, but thank you. I appreciate the call. Oh, my. One-man comment line band, that's all we can afford. Hold on, I just messed up here. Oh, boy, what did I do? I messed up this. A second. Market was down 134 points. The Dow at 25,064. S&P down 11. The NASDAQ down 29. The price of oil, $69. The price of gold, $12.22. On the comment line, this caller isn't sure there's any way to stop anyone who is intent on an attack.
Anybody that is going to want to bring an assault rifle or a sniper rifle, they're going to figure out a way to get it in. You can ban it. You can scan them. It doesn't matter. They will figure it out.
Yep. If they're focused. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.